Time for our weekly check-in with Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. Kyle, good afternoon.
Rich, what's up, my friend? You guys about to head home. I'm headed to work right now, man.
Different schedules.
At the job.
I understand completely. Well, we're just trying to keep track of all the comings and goings here on the Boston sports scene. Let's start with the big news that came in last night on the departure of Mookie Betts and David Price. Did the Red Sox have to make this trade?
I don't know if they had to make this trade. And, you know, I'm not sure how the prospects will turn out if you know, the package that they got to be enough. I do feel like they had to move Mookie just because the writing was on the wall, Rich. I don't think Mookie was going to resign. You know, are you throwing $400 million at him? You know, and so I understand the move, but is this the best package you could have gotten? That's my concern. And you had to pay a lot of money for that Price contract, too. It's not like, you know, you saved, a whole lot regarding that Price contract. But I don't know if this was the move. I felt like they did need to make a move, however.
What's interesting, too, because while Price wasn't exactly an innings eater the last couple of seasons battling injury, but I feel like the rotation was barely held together as it was, and now you take a guy who is, you know, probably your number three at worst, and they don't have anybody. Will they follow what Chaim Bloom did down in Tampa Bay and have to lean on openers instead of a traditional starter?
Yeah, I think so, because when you look at it, I mean, you don't know what Chris Sale is going to come back and what kind of shape he's going to be in. I mean, you got Erod, the pitching staff is a major concern, I feel, going. And so you might not have that, you know, ace or, you know, that one guy you can turn to every 5 days and get a guaranteed win this year. And so he may have to, you know, patchwork it together this season. You know, it's a few years ago, there was talk of a bridge year. Well, to me, this is clearly a bridge year. I mean, not much is expected. And, you know, if they get close to the playoffs, I think it'll be an overachievement. And so if they can keep it interesting into August and September, you know, I think that's all we can ask for. But you're right. There's so many holes, I think, you know, with this team right now that, you know, even starting with the managerial position, you can't expect much from the Red Sox this season.
And could this Betts thing have been avoided if they had tried 2 or 3 years ago to maybe get him into a long-term deal, or was he always planning on getting to free agency?
No, it sounded like he was always planning to get to free agency. And so, you know, the Red Sox were kind of tied up when it came to this, right? I mean, there's no way you could have a guy of that talent just walk for nothing. And I understand fans' frustrations. You know, some people think he's the second best player, third best player in all of baseball. I understand that. But from a business standpoint, you know, you just can't let that guy leave for nothing. And it sounded like, you know, he was hell-bent on getting the free agency. And I don't know if the Red Sox could have rolled that dice, you know, and been okay with that. And so, like I said, to me, it goes back to the package. You know, is this the most they could have gotten for, you know, third best player in baseball and a quality starting pitcher? You know, that's what concerns me.
We're talking with Kyle Draper here on Downtown. Well, shift to the Celtics taking on the Orlando Magic tonight. First of all, will Kemba be back tonight?
Nah, Kemba's out. Marcus Smart's out. Daniel Tice is out. I mean, so we got the walking wounded here regarding the Celtics. You know, Tice sprained his ankle last game. Kemba, they're going to give him another game because of that sore knee. And so it's the dog days of the season, right? It's February, and, you know, the Celtics, in my eyes, have overachieved so far, and they've sort of banked up some wins. And they can afford to rest guys a game or two here because the ultimate goal is to get healthy by April and into the playoffs.
And they've been getting some good contributions from bench guys, too. Brad Wanamaker with a big effort, especially the other night in the second quarter.
Yeah, my guy, Brad Wanamaker, you know, he played 27 minutes the other night. I think Grant Williams played 24. So even shorthanded, they've gotten production from the bench. And, you know, to me, that was the one of the weak spots of this team, the bench. And give guys credit. They've stepped up. You know, Wanamaker, I don't think anybody expected anything out of him to start the season. And he's been a solid rotation player. But that being said, there's still some talk that they need to go out there and get more bench scoring And, you know, can you count on a Wanamaker in the postseason? You know, the thing about Wanamaker that people don't talk about, he's the oldest guy on the team. You know, he's in his 30s. It's not like he's a wide-eyed rookie or second-year player. He's played tons of basketball. So this is no fluke what we're seeing from him.
You mentioned the end of the bench, and Brad Stevens said that might be one area they addressed before the trade deadline. Who are potential targets for the Celtics out there?
You know, I think they're really high on a guy like Bertans of Washington, a guy that can stretch the floor, shoot the ball. I think, you know, an Alec Burks from Golden State, rough, rugged, hard-nosed defender, 3-and-D kind of guy. You know, I think they do need some veteran scoring off the bench. You know, no offense to the Bougelets and the Grant Williams and even the Wanamakers of the world, but they need some NBA veterans, some guys that's been around a while. Bertans has been in that San Antonio system before. Burks had many good years in Utah, and so those are a couple of names I'm looking at.
We're talking with Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. As you look at the season so far, Drapes, is there one guy that you can think of that's exceeded your expectations?
I'd probably say Daniel Theis, right? I think the center position was a major concern once you started the season, and a lot of people thought Enes Kanter would be the starting center, but Daniel Theis has done a fantastic job on both ends of the floor. I think, you know, what's, you know, been so good about him is, you know, he competes every night. The effort is there every night. He doesn't necessarily need to get a whole lot of touches, but if he's left open, he'll make you pay. I think he's a good defender. He's been better than I think people expected. We saw him against Embiid do a hell of a job the other night. And so, to me, Daniel Theis has probably been the unsung hero of this season so far.
No Patriots in the Super Bowl, but there was certainly a Patriot present with a lot of the guys there. And Tom Brady, with all that buildup for the commercial, has everybody in Boston analyzed this thoroughly? What does it mean that he's not going anywhere?
Right. Does it mean he's not going anywhere from the NFL? He's not going anywhere from New England, like, you know, and Brady is sly like a fox, right? He knows exactly what he's doing. You know, it has us questioning, right? I think a lot of New England fans did breathe a sigh of relief. You know, they're taking it to mean he's not going anywhere, as in he's not leaving New England. We'll have to wait and see. But all that speculation before about the photo and leading up to it, we knew it was some sort of ad, right? I mean, Brady wouldn't make that kind of announcement like that and leave us guessing like that.
And if given the chance, would you go hang out at Gronk Beach?
Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't get the VIP invite.
Well, me too.
You know, that's my guy, you know, exactly. Somebody got to keep him in line out there, right? I'd be the, you know, the designated driver for everybody out there or something like that. Of course, I would not partake and all the activities, but it's just Gronk being Gronk, right? He's just doing his thing.
And tonight, Celtics pregame live. What time do our televisions come to life?
1 hour pregame show. So at 6:30, about an hour from now, we're going to be on now. Eric Scal and I breaking down this game between the Seas and the Magic.
All right, we'll be watching it as always. Kyle, thanks for making time for us. Have a great game tonight, and we'll check in next week.
All right, Rich, talk to you soon, man.
Kyle Draper, every Wednesday afternoon on Downtown or Boston Insiders, are brought to you by the Ground Round, with happy hour pricing 3 to 6, specials during games, great service, amazing food at your locally owned and operated Ground Round on the Odlin Road in Bangor.